Hare Krishna. This morning we were reading Chaitanya Charitamrita about the importance of chanting Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's names. Kaviraj Goswami has emphasized that the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a very elevated activity, and that if one commits offenses to the holy name, then the seed of the holy name will not fructify, and one will not get the actual result, which is love for Krishna. Therefore, he recommends that we chant the name of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, because neither do they accept offense, but by their grace and by the chanting of their names, offenses to Krishna's holy name become eradicated, and one can ultimately taste the real pleasure of chanting, and one's eyes will be the symptom of which is that one's eyes are anointed with tears of love. And sort of paraphrasing Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, who also says the same thing, Yadasmusharam, Vidyabhatedam, Yabhihamana, Vinamagyagyai, and so on, that if upon chanting Harinama Dhyaya, if one is not meditating on the holy name of the Lord, or if one is meditating on the holy name of the Lord, then tears don't come from the eyes, then it means that one's heart is stone framed, steel framed, and steel framed means that one is committing offenses. And of course we know that there are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name. These should be avoided. They're not just activities that are committed during the process of chanting, but they're part of day-to-day life, and the effects of these offenses are long-lasting. They last into the realm of transcendence, into the realm of bhava, and obstruct one's spiritual progress, thereby resulting in difficulties or distress or problems. So the anarthas or bad habits, unwanted habits that devotees accumulate or bring with them, as a result of their past activities, those are in one sense very relatively easily removed, simply by attaining steadiness in one's devotional activities. All of these results of sinful and pious, although it's quite rare that people commit pious or perform pious activities in this age, one is more or less freed from them, and they're absolutely gone at the stage of taste. But not so with the results of chanting offenses, but rather there is a real struggle, and the effects of those offenses are very deep-rooted, and will take up to the, as mentioned, stage of bhava. They become absolutely removed when one attains prema. So Vaishnavas need to be very vigilant. And on the other side, devotees often make a habit of chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra after every round or before every round of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And of course, we chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra before kirtan. And that's also very important, although Srila Prabhupada didn't want us to make a thing of it. And in the purport here, and it was a lengthy purport, Prabhupada is pointing out that actually the Panchatattva Mahamantra is even more potent than the Hare Krishna mantra, more potent in the sense that it acts quicker. It doesn't accept offenses, and therefore the results come very quickly. But still, our business is not that to chant the Panchatattva mantra as our bhajan, but rather it's simply part of chanting Hare Krishna. Our business is to get everyone to chant Krishna's name, because that was Lord Chaitanya's instruction. He wanted everyone to chant Krishna's name. Our sadhya is Krishna prema, which is attained through chanting Krishna's name. So we need to, in chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, also not get carried away. Sometimes devotees do, they get into all kinds of things about chanting Lord Chaitanya's name or Nityananda's name, or go on and chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra on and on and on. And of course, even in Prabhupada's time, Prabhupada stopped all these type of excesses, and he wanted us to do things the way that he taught us to do them, and chant Hare Krishna, chant Lord Chaitanya's name, but in the way that Prabhupada did, and then the suitable result will be there. And also, of course, devotees should not neglect. That's why we also have Chaitanya Charitamrita, studying and reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will help us enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada in the purport quotes Gauranga Bolite Habi Pulaka Shari Hari Hari Bolite Nai Habiri, that this should be the result when we're chanting Gauranga, then tears come to the eyes. And yes, Gauranga Bolite Habi Pulaka Shari. Even there, it's stated that tears should come to the eyes when we're chanting Lord Chaitanya's name. So even that's a test. Are kabini tachan karuna sabi shamshara bhashana, that this whole modes of material nature and their grip upon us, samsara bhashana, that becomes severed by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Vishaya Charya Hare Shuddha Habiman. Then when one's mind is actually purified, Kavi Havasi Bhavja Sri Vrindavana, then one can enter into Vrindavan Dham. And Prabhupada had also pointed out that that entering into Vrindavan Dham takes place by reading the books of our acharyas. He mentioned Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Lalita Madhava, and Vidagda Madhava, which are plays. Sri Prabhupada said that we should. And whenever he translates, he always talks about Hoide Akuti, that this Yugala Piriti, the Radha Krishna relationship, is understood by reading the books of our acharyas. So chanting Hare Krishna. And of course, it's not that everyone is meant to be exhibiting symptoms of crying, but the ability to cry should be there. But at the same time, devotees don't make a public issue of these things, but rather they keep it to themselves. Interestingly enough, Sanatana Goswami says that devotees even keep keep these ecstatic symptoms from themselves, let the speaker from others. So just like the examples there, Dhirukha became very ecstatic and wasn't just a matter of just hiding the ecstasy from others, but he wanted to check it because he was instructing his servants. So even hiding from oneself. But still, when the heart melts, then, and one knows that the heart is melted, it is like ghee, grita sneha, the melting of the heart, and then different types of devotional symptoms become manifest, and because these devotional symptoms are actually under the control of Bhakti Devi, or in a very advanced stage, under the control of Prema. And Prema is independent even of the devotee's own wishes. Therefore, sometimes it makes itself known, even if the devotee wants to hide them. So these were some of the things we were reading this morning. Hare Krishna.